All right, I'll comment on Myanmar. Probably you're going to anticipate what I'm going to be saying. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay, so what happened at this skating event? Why am I so sunburned? Look, here we are in Taiwan. They had this outdoor skating event in the middle of the hot, hot day and under the hot, hot sun, and they don't have any shade. Why? Because it's too expensive. And frankly, the Taiwanese don't care. They've got this Asian skin that they could be literally locked indoors for 10 years, not have any vitamin D in their bodies at all, and then go out in the sun, hot tropical sun at the equator for 40 days straight and not get sunburned. They just get dark. It's ridiculous, the skin that they have, and they never get burned from it. They don't even know what sun skin diseases are, really. The doctor lectured me on what an idiot I am for not knowing all his expert opinions on my Western skin that he's never seen before. He didn't even try to diagnose BCC properly back in the day. You're supposed to do a smear test. He wanted to do partial biopsy. It's like, while you're cutting it, cut the thing off. Don't cut off half of it. What an idiot. He said, no, proper procedure. I said, I'm glad you want proper procedure. He thought I was being sarcastic. Why am I whining? No, skin's a thing. So I'm walking around. Realize, when Taiwanese drink alcohol, they blush. Their cheeks literally turn red. It's their physical bodies. So I'm running around. I've got this. I'm taking video. I know half the people. Everybody knows everybody at these skate events. You have 1,000 skateboarders and they all know each other. I mean, some are better friends than others, and you've got the guy that's the womanizer, and then you've got the guy that's the criminal, and then you've got the guy that beats people with broken beer bottles, and then you've got, you've got the gossiper, and then you've got the money launderer over here, and everybody knows everybody, and they all get along. You know, they don't like this, but they're peaceable. They don't fight. And a lot of them are friends, and even the black sheep are welcome at the event. And it's like family Thanksgiving. It's really funny. Thankfully, family doesn't show up, because if mom and dad show up, they'll start ordering people around. It's really funny. It's like Taiwanese go join their social group, their B-boy group, or they go to a I guess it could be a pub, it could be a club. Like a dance club, night dance club. They go to their different things, I think, to get away from mom and dad bossing around, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow. This, someone trying to dominate them all the time. And so the local, it's a funny thing. The skate shop owners, the pub owners, the nightclub owners, the B-boys are going to go to the nightclub to dance or school, because schools are open to the public at night. It's like a public facility. No, seriously, like schools have a court in the center. It's built like a castle with open gates. And then at night, you can just walk in and walk around the track. The track and field area is in the middle of the school, in the middle court. It's how they build all their schools. So at night, everybody goes in there to exercise. It's very, very fascinating. And so the floors are flat. So the B-boys will start dancing right on the floor of a school. University is very much the same way. Skateboarders will skate in the hallways, which are open air. They're right outside. It's really, really, really fascinating culture. You get a family type culture in a tropical environment. Schools become open castles. It as far as the building structure, it's really, really fascinating. And so I think that they go to these venues to get away from mom and dad bossing them around, because mom and dad think that they can own their children and just act like a bunch of asses. And it's not because they're bad people. It's because their culture tells them to do that. And that's Confucianism. So everybody gets together and it's like, wow, I'm with people who can accept me even though I'm an ass. It's utterly fascinating. So anyhow, so we're all like family. And I'm going around, and my skin is getting more and more red throughout the day because I'm the only white guy there. I think there might have been one other. No, I think he was blonde, so he's going to tan more. So people ask me if I'm drunk. They said, have you been drinking? I go, no. They're like, really? And like, that's what the skin. I'd lift up my shirt, my shirt sleeve, and I'd show the tan line. I'd lift up my, I'd move the collar up on my neck. Show them the tan line. They're like, wow. And it's the first time. A lot of them, it's the first time I ever saw that. It's like, yeah, really funny. Okay, so where are we? I hold on. I need a sip of this monster before. Utterly delicious. So I'm videoing, and one of the guys that, I mean, I've done videos with everyone that placed in both levels, in both classes of the competition. I've done videos with all these guys, except one guy that we had schedule conflicts. We've never actually had a chance to be able to get together and do stuff. And I think it's good because he can skate fast. He can move fast. And I'm not that good on a skateboard to move fast yet. So following him around might be difficult. Anyhow, whatever. But no, we talked and I'm like, I mean, I'll do it. I'll get on a bus. I'll go find you in your city. We can do it at night. They've got good lights at your skate park. He's like, okay, all right, let's do it. But everybody else, I've done skate videos, except the one guy that came from out of town that nobody knows and snatched up third place. But one of the kids that's really, really good that we really were expecting to place, one of those kids totally choked on his final performance. And it was sad. I felt bad for him. I tried to be nice. He's walking around by himself a lot afterwards. Normally he's with his crew. He was near his crew, but he'd kind of go off and wander and then go back to his crew. I didn't stalk him too much, but, funny thing. Now I told you, I've got a buddy here, Jayen. He was doing his, he's doing what he does whenever the whole skateboard family gets together, and he's going to go try to do something crazy. So he decided to take a little tiny quarter pipe, just a little tiny curved ramp, put it in front of the wall, the scaffolding wall that they had at the edge of the skate park area for the competition, and decided to just jump up over the wall. And he did it. He did it twice. And he moved it farther away. I was filming. So was Lahi. Both of us are his buddies. And I mean, I don't know. It's buddies. I don't know. Best friends. We do stuff together. We do videos or whatever together. So Lahi, who was in one of his recent advertisements, is over on the other side. We're both using our iPhone Rs to catch him on slow motion. He goes up, hit it wrong. His feet hit the wall. He tumbled over the side, landed right on his side. I think he should have been in a coma. It's a miracle. We've got the whole thing on video. It's already on Instagram, on my Taiwan channel. I was right there. I saw it happen. I did an assessment of his whole body to, you know, see, I don't see anything. It looks like it's broken. I don't see blood, you know. Ran to get paramedics who weren't there. By the time I got back, someone else was there. Went to the hospital with him. He's fine. Oh, but he was at the hospital during the award ceremony. So you ready for this? So the kid that probably should have placed, but choked, carried an advertisement billboard with his picture up in his place at the award ceremony for him. So yeah, you know, Giant's fine. He's back on his feet. Everyone was all worried about him. But that was, you know, it's never a fun thing to watch someone hit the ground and bounce, literally bounced an inch or two up off the ground and then smack back down on it. And then his body froze and he started shaking, and it's just from shock. That's never fun to watch, but it turned out all right. Looks like someone's watching us. So I'm on JCUSATW. JCUSATW is the Instagram. I'm going to be putting up some, you know, video that I got from the competition over probably the next week. The video I described is already there. All right, we'll talk about Myanmar tomorrow.